Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXEI mini-program on environmental topics from southern Arizona and the rest of the world. In 1993, the United Nations proclaimed the first World Water Day on March 22nd to draw attention to freshwater issues around the globe where 1 in 10 people lacks access to fresh water. The theme of this year's World Water Day is Water and Jobs. As with everything else, water is a crucial factor in the workplace too. Almost half of the world's workers, about 1.5 billion, work in water-related sectors, and obviously there would be no jobs at all without water. You can hear the message of the Director General of the International Labour Organization at www.ilo.org. On Thursday, March 24th, the Water Management Group hosts a free class on grey water use titled Home Grey Water Made Easy. The class will be from 3 to 5 p.m. at the WMG Living Lab and Learning Center, 1137 North Dodge Boulevard. The class will be repeated on April 21st. In Green Living Magazine's Water Sustainability Series, a seminar will be held on Thursday, March 30 at the Laura Tunzer Atelier at 410 North Toole Avenue. There will be presentations by Tucson Water and the Water Management Group, as well as beer tastings provided by Borderlands Brewing Company, and light refreshments will be provided too. Details of these and other upcoming water-related events are listed at www.tucsonaz.gov/water/events. Partnering with the Pima Association of Governments, the Tucson-based startup company Metropia markets and manages a smart mobile traffic navigation app engineered to alleviate traffic congestion by suggesting alternative routes and departure times. At the time of its launch in March of 2015, the app was only available in the Tucson area. But now, 1 year later, it's also operational in Austin and El Paso and will soon be available in Los Angeles, Houston, Orange County, and New York City. New features have been added in the meantime, a parking feature and a carpooling feature. The parking feature alleviates congestion by showing available space in parking garages and parking lots near large public events, such as the Tucson Book Festival last week, where it was initiated successfully. The carpooling feature, known under the acronym DUO for Drive Up Occupancy, matches drivers and passengers in a scheme known as casual carpooling, because the driver on the way in does not have to be the one on the way out. The DUO feature will be put into operation at the Roads and Streets Conference of Traffic Engineers held this week at the La Paloma Resort by matching up attendees at other hotels in the area for the drive to and from the event. Metropia encourages traffic decongestion by awarding incentive points, which can be redeemed at Amazon, Starbucks, Target, local restaurants, and more. Moreover, Metropia partners with American Forests to plant a tree for every 100 pounds of CO2 saved by circumventing traffic congestion. The Metropia app is available for Android on Google Play and for iPhone and iPad at the App Store. Find out more at metropia.com. This is Dan Lout for the Weekly Green. Please leave your comments and suggestions on our Facebook page, and you can find the text and the links of this broadcast on the Weekly Green blog at KXCI.